It is time now to bring in Jim Lynch. It is time for Cover Your Assets. Of course, Jim joins us as a regular basis here on a Tuesday morning, and we welcome in the big guy, ladies and gentlemen, with more than 40 years of experience in the stock market, of course, Wall Street, the economy, politics, and occasionally sports. Good morning, Mr. Lynch.
And good morning. And to think I'm only 54 years old.
I know. It's just amazing. You know, you're a prodigy.
Isn't that incredible?
You're a prodigy.
They used to call me the Wiz.
I don't know. So anyways.
Anyhow, good morning, Jill. Good morning, everybody out there.
Good morning.
It's a beautiful day here in the area called New York City. And I'm certain it's beautiful up there as well.
I don't know. I just saw a guy at the Extramart. He lives in Kent. And he said, what is it with this part of the northwest corner? It was raining up here. He said, I left Kent. He said it was beautiful. And it was raining. And it literally, it just stopped. But it was spitting this morning. So it's working on it.
I hope you told him it's in the eye of the beholder.
I didn't say a word. He just was
going
out.
Didn't say a word.
He was going out to work on his project, and he was going to figure that out for himself.
You're a good teacher. Anyhow, it's been difficult this week, each day, and we're still here. And that saying, live and be well, and we've got to move forward. But that said, words can't do it, but I do express my heartfelt condolences to the folks who have passed in Pittsburgh and actually in Louisville, Kentucky. Yeah. We have had a tremendous amount of anger expressed against Jewish people, black people in Kentucky, people who've actually served us in government roles. And
it's been a tough 2 weeks.
It should serve as the final wake-up call, because we've been going through this now for 2 years, that we have on our hands a situation which we've got to stop talking and start acting. And coincidentally, we can act in a way on November 6th that will create a memorial to those who died in Pittsburgh, in Louisville, and throughout the country by voting out the party that sits on its hands while we're getting young people, policemen, people being arrested by policemen, Jewish people, black people, Hispanic people, people of every race and religion killed for no reason whatsoever. And what you can do on November 6th is vote the party in power out, that's the Republican Party, and vote for the Democratic Party, which has always been in the vanguard of doing something about the weapons problem we have in this country.
You know, what you're talking about on November 6th is very interesting. I was sitting the other night and just thinking about the situation that I'll say 55 to 60% of the people, maybe 65% of the people of this country think that we're in. And the problem is not what do you do about President Trump? The problem is, how do you get the separation of government once again? And that's what people have to learn. If you're concerned about the direction of the country right now, don't concern yourself about Donald Trump. It's time to concern yourself about, believe it or not, your local representatives that are running, your state representatives that are running, your national representatives out of your state, and your Senate, Congress, your own state Senate, your own state houses. It's time to make the change there. If you're going to make a change and you're honestly upset, this is where American government succeeds. You don't have to call a special election. All you have to do is go out and put another party in power because it's an equal branch of government of the president. And you know what? That stops it short right there. You now have a control. You have a separation. You don't have one party governing the country. You know, it happened with the Democrats for a long time, and the Democrats finally lost out, and the Republicans took control with Newt Gingrich. They got lazy. They were replaced by Democrats. This is why this election is so important. This election has a little to do with Donald Trump because he leads the Republican Party. But it is all about, if you truly do not like the direction this country is going in, then you have to make a massive statement. A massive statement can no longer just be protesting. You have to get out there and you have to vote for an opposition candidate to a Republican, whether it's an independent, whether it's a Democrat, whether it's an unaffiliated person. That is your duty if you think this country is on the wrong path, because that will put a stop to what's happening almost instantaneously in January.
Very, very well said. Thank you. We must understand that a do-nothing Republican Party, when it comes to the interest of citizens, puts us all at tremendous risk, starting with health care. 7 to 8 Republicans have been lying as they've been pursuing office throughout the country, saying that they support past illnesses in terms of insurance. They have been lying. The Republican game plan has always been an attempt to take away insurance for pre-existing health problems. That in itself should be enough for an intelligent person who is looking after their physical well-being and that of their family to vote for the party that recommends and will live up to making the insurance companies pay for health insurance for people who have pre-existing illnesses. Secondly, the Republican Party is in the clutches of the NRA. It has been speculated, and probably more than speculated, that the NRA has received money from the Russians, which it basically channeled to the Trump campaign. If you want to be assured that when your children, your mother and father and yourself can normally expect to go out into the street, to go to school, to go to an art museum, to go to a synagogue, to go to a church, to go to a ball game, to just walk down the street, you best vote for the Democrats, the party which is not in power, because they do want to do something with the gun problem that we have in this country. We have a gun problem. AR-15s, an automatic weapon. Why is that available to any citizen? We are not at war. We are at peace. The last 12 occurrences of mass violence has been, the usage of the weapon has been AR-15. You can look it up throughout the country. Why do we have this particular gun readily available in circulation? It's because the Republicans can't get enough of the NRA money. Let me just stop with those two very personal things that you should vote for. Now, a bigger thing, which is, again, the responsibility which they've not lived up to of the Republican Party. We have a president in office who is akin to someone who walks into a movie theater and says, fire. We have a fair amount of mental problems in this country. Now, if the president doesn't know about that, he's supposed to know about it. He is the president of the United States. Therefore, going out and suggesting that people body slam people, that they hit them, that they throw them out of rallies, that they're ugly, this sets off the mentally disturbed or unbalanced person. We have seen this now this past week. We have seen the president be inclined to be a racist against blacks. Blacks have gotten killed on a regular basis. Last week in Louisville, two people, if you look at them on the internet, they're charming, lovely people, great smiles. This white man simply went in because they were blacks and put bullets in their heads. They did nothing. They didn't know him. Previously, he had tried to get into a black church. I recall Trump at one of his rallies saying, "Oh, where is my black fellow?" Okay? Demeaning. Jewish people have been suffering for thousands of years, as well as many other people. But let's leave it to Jewish people. It's their turn in the basket, apparently, because the man who killed them as the people in Pittsburgh, as they were worshiping, he went in and slaughtered them. Now, when you look at the president of the United States and his giving a back of the hand to what happened there, talking about he had a bad hair day, talking about, well, gee, you know, I had to attend this rally because they opened the stock exchange the day after 9/11. An outright lie, a piece of fake news. They didn't open the exchange until the 17th of September, 6 days later. This is a well-known fact, well-documented. He also indicated that baseball stopped playing. Wrong. They didn't resume until the end of that week. Airplanes were grounded. The country was at a halt. And he has the gall to say that he went to a rally because of this lie that he spewed. It is insulting to all of us, but it is very important. Whatever your race, whatever your color, be on guard. This man only cares about his demented self. So you must vote Republicans out and Democrats in. So as Marshall said earlier, we must get back the ability to check the various institutions of government, executive, congressional, judicial.
I've said it all along, Jim. Here in the state of Connecticut, the Democrats have been in lockstep power for a long time. And Republicans made gains last time. And you know what? The state ran a little better because there was give and take. Now, I have to point out one thing about the violence that has come in this country, and that is what the president says and what the president does is despicable. He's the president of the United States. I was told once in high school when I said something, it wasn't bad, but it was inappropriate. Now, when I look back at it now, Mr. Alto was a vice principal at the school, said, "Marshall, your words have meaning, and the meanings go farther than what you might think they mean. So you really have to pick and choose what you say and how you say it, where you say it, and when you say it." And I look at what's happened in the past 2 years. Discourse has been getting rough over the past 5 to 6 years, but over the past 2 years, the political discourse from the president has topped levels that have just never been seen, and has caused other people like Eric Holder and Maxine Walters to say things that they shouldn't have said. They apologized after they did it, but they said things they shouldn't have said. What people and what the president doesn't understand is that he's no longer just Donald Trump businessman, Donald Trump leader of Donald Trump companies. He is the president of the United States, and his words, no matter how he means to say them or says them, have impacts far beyond what you could possibly comprehend. And that has been a very destructive thing for this country and has led a lot of different people down the road to basically
responding in a way that is not necessarily constructive.
And taking liberty. Well, the president of the United States can do it. I can do it.
There's no question of what you say.
There are apparently, I was just struck by this. We'll see whether or not it's true. But there are 179 current death threats on Twitter for this person.
There you go.
So, you know, you have to ask about, you know, it's just something to, you know, should we have platforms where it's cool to just put death threats out?
Well, no, those platforms, death threats, it's very easy in today's society where if somebody puts a death threat up against anybody to have an algorithm that says the minute death threat comes up, it immediately, or the word death comes up other than in an obituary, that it's immediately reviewed by the computer and you see if it's a death threat. If it is, it comes down, and guess what? That person's account is suspended.
Yeah, think? I mean, like, wouldn't that be... Hey, Jim, when you went out, you know, when you were in school and you made death threats against your fellow students, didn't you have to go to some... didn't you have to use a pen and paper or something?
Normally, I didn't issue death threats. Normally, I got into a fight. And that's... you get a little more than...
If the average
scolding for that.
If the average
The thing is, when I was a kid, the last thing you do is open your mouth
that.
You know, you'd be squashed. Somebody grab you by the throat, they wouldn't hit you, but they'd say, "Hey, come on." We don't have that anymore.
Yeah, and we're not, and you know, obviously, teachers, you know, the people who are in positions of authority, you know, and I'm not saying. I am not advocating abuse on any level here, but there was you didn't back chat an elder. Just didn't.
There were levels of control.
Yeah, there were boundaries.
And there are no boundaries anymore, and that's the sad thing. And
social media has just
And what Democrats don't understand and Republicans don't understand is that when somebody in the political life, somebody in politics who's elected. I'll include the president, I'll include the Senate, I'll include the Congress. If you're in a national power and you say something, not only can you incite people that support you, okay, you incite people that don't support you. And that's Republican or Democrat. And that's all vitriolic words do, incite people either for you or against you.
And there's a huge market at this point in outrage. And masses of pharmaceuticals that fund the result of outrage. These cable stations are making, you know, minting money over outrage.
But it all comes down to, Jim, what we started off about. We only have about 4 minutes left, and that we as a people, if we care about this and are upset about it enough, can put an end to it. You just have to put checks and balances back into the government, and you'll see how quick the attitude will change.
And you have to do it locally.
You have to do it locally.
Because that's where it is.
You have to do it right up the chain, as Bernie Sanders said. You can elect me president. That doesn't mean anything unless the change comes from the bottom up.
No question. And that's where the Republicans were very clever in terms of getting local offices. Let me make this quick point. Citizens United puts countless billions of dollars into the hands of politicians who want to get elected. Therefore, those politicians become servants to those people who are funding Citizens United. Little wonder that the discourse has been raised to an hysterical level on certain issues because the money people want to get their vote. They want to impress people. When and if we get a change of government, or when we get a change of government, we must somehow bring down Citizens United. Forget the detail of how you do it or not. We must get to it. Maybe we don't change the law, but maybe we do something that inhibits people from giving all this money. But, you know, it's a shame. I hope we haven't lost it forever. There was a word. It's called service. When people were elected to office years ago, they used to think they were going in to serve the country. Well, because of term limits being extended and things of that, and the money coming in, I don't think people who go to Washington truly have 100% on their mind being of service to the populace. It's very much in their interest to be of service to themselves. And that could be the underlying problem here.
And that can be solved by people exercising their right to vote. And instead of having 25% of Americans go out and vote, when you break down the last presidential election, the presidency was decided by about 28% of Americans. And so if you can end all this and put service back into the equation by getting out and vote. And if you have to vote somebody out every 2 years, you do it. If you have to vote somebody out every 6 years, you do it. If you have to vote somebody out after 4 years, you do it. And that's what gets people to serve you.
Very difficult time. The loss of control is always something that happens when we have these violent events. We can take back the control. Vote on November 6, 2018. Let's put it in stone as a big plus for American democracy. I want you all to have a great week. Prepare to vote. Get your logistics in place, where to go, when to go, who's taking who in the car, who's walking, who's riding on a bicycle. God bless you and God bless America. I'll see you.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Jim, take care. I'm Jim Lynch and Cover Your Assets this morning here on Robinhood Radio.